Hey everyone, we're going to speak with Us versus Herd. If it's your first time here, love the content, check us out at usversusherd.com. And I was thinking about this morning, actually. I don't want things to go back the way they were. And I don't mean that. I want people to be healthy and happy. That's what I want, right? I want the pandemic to go away, right? But I don't want things to go back to the way they were. We're living in such chaos, such frantic, everybody was go, 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 me, 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 now. And that, you know, while the slowdown has taken place, has given me time to reflect. And, you know, just the simple fact that I walk around my neighborhood frequently, I never used to do that because I never had time. Walking around my neighborhood frequently, I see dads playing with their kids, relationships being built, you know, and people spending time with the people that matter the most. And what we were before was just pure greed and driven by greed. And, you know, if you're in business or your employer or whatever, your customer or your boss was also driven by greed. And everybody is now. Let's grow, ultra fast paced. And the question is, why? Does that make you happy? You know, does that make you happy? Like, working 99% of your waking hours and then not doing anything else. You know, I would be so busy that I didn't spend time with my family. I would be eating fast food. I lived in drive-thrus. I was doing, you know, I was out and about. I was moving and shaking, sure. But what cost? What's up, you know, at what cost? You know, and now things slowed down. You can have a conversation. You know, they said that the research showed that the average time a father talks to his kids is 5 minutes a week. 5 minutes a week, they have a conversation with their kid. 5 minutes. They give their kid 5 minutes for a full week. Think about how many hours are in the week. They don't even give their kid 1 hour in the week. You know, you have longer conversations with your coworkers and on meetings and all this stuff than you do with your own flesh and blood, you know? And that's what got me thinking, like, I don't want things to go back to the way they were, you know? I don't want people to be homeless and jobless and all that, but at what point in time do we say we have enough stuff? I mean, do we really need to buy that new car? Do we really need to buy brand name clothes? Do we need Louis Vuitton bags? Do you need all this excess? You're working for excess. Like, there's no point. Like, you can't, what are you gonna do? You know, like, are you gonna bring your Louis Vuitton to when you die with you? You know, like, what are you gonna do? You know, so I've been thinking about, I know this is off topic, guys, and this is taking up some time from our technical analysis here, but that's what I was thinking of is, you know, do you want to be known for the person who worked hard that was never around? Or do you want to be known for, you know, the dad that was always there, the husband that was always there, the boyfriend, the girlfriend that was there to support the other person? You know, relationships, you know, that's what's important, because that's what they're going to be talking about after you. They're going to, sure, maybe we make a lot of, you know, everyone makes a lot of money and everything's fine. Maybe they'll talk like, oh yeah, my great grandfather was, you know, made millions with his businesses and blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's the case. But is that what you want to be known for? Do you want to be known for the impact you had on your family for generations to come? You know, building wealth is important. I do agree that, I mean, what we're doing here, building wealth, that's what I 100% agree on that. But at what cost? You know, if you guys watch the Steve Aoki documentary on Netflix. Now, if you don't know, Steve Aoki is actually the founder of Benihana's son. Okay? And watching that, and I watched this a couple of years ago, and it gave me an interesting perspective. I actually didn't think it was going to be about that at all, but it was. Basically, Steve Aoki, one of Benihana's, I don't even know what his dad's name was, but I'm just going to call him Benihana for this story. Founder of Benihana he built an empire, right? And it's still here today. But it cost his family everything. They didn't have a relationship with their dad. They didn't have a relationship with their husband. He was always traveling, always in limos, you know, making business deals, always talking business. Is that what you want to be? Is that what you want to be known for? If that's what you want to be known for, then fine. If you want to destroy your family and build your empire, do it. Then do it. But if that's not what you want to be known for, and if you care more about your family than your wealth, then maybe you should change your perspective a little bit. You know, if you watch the Warren Buffett documentary I did a couple of years ago as well, on Warren Buffett. Now, Warren Buffett, you know, the most successful stock trader and investor in the world, right? Smartest man in the world, people think. But they have his family members on there, and they're saying, you know, yeah, Warren was never here. He was here presently, but here, and that's the biggest thing that I struggle with my family is, I may be present, but am I present? And I'm trying really, 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 really hard. But my mind does a million things at one time. I try, and that's one of my flaws that I'm working on is, yes, I'm here, but are you here? You know, are you here engaging? And that's something that I want to work on for myself, for my family. And you know, they would say, yeah, Warren was in the room, Warren was here, but he was never with us. I don't know my dad. And that kind of, you know, it makes you think, you know, Are you here but not present? And you know, this pandemic has allowed me to reflect on that, and that's the life I was living. You know, I was driven by my businesses, making money, growing companies, but I was leaving my family behind. And if you don't think that your family is sacrificing for what you do, you're living in ignorance. You know, you're living in ignorance. If you don't think your family sacrifices, you say, oh, you don't know what I have to do every day. You know, that's you don't know the things I go through. Are you sure? Are you sure they're not sacrificing? You know, you better think real hard before you go up to your wife or your kid and say, and you think that you're the big man and you say, oh yeah, you know, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the sacrifices I've made. But ask them, what do you give up so I can do what I need to do? You know, that's what you need to ask them. Ask them directly. Go home, you know, if you're at home already after the stream, what are you sacrificing? What are you giving up so that way I can trade in the stock market, so that I can start my own business, so I can be a musician, so I can do this, so I can do that, so I can do this. Somebody's giving up something so that you can live, whether it's your parents. Somebody's giving up something for you. Someone's sacrificing something for you. If you're like, oh, I did this all myself. I don't think you did. I've done a lot of things. I've started many businesses, and I thought that I did them by myself, but reflecting, I've started nothing by myself. You know, people have supported me. They've never called me. They never said I couldn't do something. My parents never said, you can't do something. You know, they never said, oh, you can't start that business. You can't do that. They'd always, whatever it was, like before I was married and all this, my parents always said, whatever you want to do, we will believe in you, even if it's dumb, you know? And that's always been my mentality. And look now, things are great, you know? But then over the years, you get married, you have kids, and then your family is sacrificing. They believe in what you do. But at what cost, you know, at what cost? And that's something that I'm trying to get better at myself. So sorry for the long rant, but it's what was on my heart this morning.